I'm Julissa Contreras for Spot 127.
And I'm your co-host, Aaliyah Mitchell.
And we are here today to talk about self-loathing. This year, 2017, according to the Heart of Leadership, an organization for women and girls, about 90% of teen girls and boys, 15 to 17 years of age, have experienced some form of self-hatred. We are joined by our guests, Jose Roscoe and Jonathan Alejo, to talk about the situation with self-loathing. So, Jonathan, what does self-hatred mean to you?
Well, Julissa, self-hatred to me is like when you don't feel loved and when you feel unloved and unwanted.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is like if you don't feel loved or wanted, you kind of start hating yourself for that. Like, what's wrong with me? Why doesn't anybody want to talk to me? Or et cetera, you know?
Yeah.
Jose, what do you think could be the outcome of self-hatred on a person?
Well, some of the outcomes is some people get really angry and grumpy, so they try to take it out, and they take it out by using vulgar language.
Do you think that there's other ways other than anger that people can express it?
Well, I think one of the best ways so they won't hurt people is by writing it down on paper what they feel instead of expressing it out to, like, all the people around them.
So, Johnny, how do you think it affects the view of our surroundings?
Well, Julissa, how I feel it affects the view of our surroundings is, like, say you're angry. You're really, really angry. You want to take it out on everything. You feel mad at everyone, even people that you can't stay mad at. You're mad at them, and just people who care about you. You're mad at them because even though they care about you, you feel like they don't.
How do you think it affects the person that they're expressing their feelings to?
How I feel like they know what's going on, and that's why they're there. They want to help him out, even though he's taking it out on them. They want to help him out, him or her.
Do you think that the anger could lead to sadness?
Yes, I do think the anger could lead to sadness because you're really angry and you feel unloved, and feeling unloved is like the saddest thing for you to be thinking of, because no matter how hard you be talking to everybody for you to be loved, there's still people that will love you even if they're mad at you.
Jose, what do you think are some ways that people can cope with self-loathing?
Well, some people have different ways of
coping.
Yeah, coping. like some people get really aggressive, and they break stuff that they shouldn't break.
What about people that harm themselves?
Well, I think like people that harm themselves, it's like their way of trying to take out all their anger with them, so they cope in that way, like cutting themselves, and they like feeling the pain. But I think it's not right for them to do that. I think they should like find a better way to like take out their anger and
like take out the anger without hurting other people. Yeah. Or hurting themselves, or just hurting anything.
Yep.
So what sort of way would you recommend?
Well, like Jose said, writing it down on a piece of paper, or just talking it out with someone, praying about it, just different ways you could do to cope it out.
So you think that people, if they talk about it, like to counselors or to support groups, that it could make them feel better?
Yes, because, you know, talking about it is like letting it out, like, you still know what you're feeling, but you're taking it out, letting others know, letting them know what they could help you with.
Well, Jonathan, have you ever been a victim or a witness to the situation?
I personally been a witness. One of my friends, he felt unloved and unwanted, and he felt, like, angry about it because he didn't know what was wrong with him, and he hated himself for it. Started bullying other kids and stealing things from them and just hurting his own family. Like, his mother, for example, she wanted to know what was wrong with him, and he took out his anger on her, started cussing at her, telling her to die, and just all these other things. And all she wanted to do was help him.
Do you think there could have been other ways where some people could help him?
Well, instead of cussing at his own mother, he could have talked with her about it. He could have told her what was wrong. She could have helped him. Instead of just screaming at her, telling her to die, and all these other things, he could have just told her, I need your help. Can you help me? And she could have helped him. He could have probably started living.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to ask for help?
I personally think that it's hard for people to ask for help because they're scared to show what they feel, their emotions. They don't want to show their emotions to everybody else because they feel like if they show that they have emotions, they're going to be laughed at or mocked. Target. Yeah. And so that's why they don't feel like telling people how they feel is a way.
Jose, do you think that self-hatred could, like, have issues for the future?
Well, I think it can. I think self-hatred could actually cause problems in the future by making them feel unwanted, like, by the surroundings. So I think it is possible for them to, like, feel bad and then in the future, like, do something that they shouldn't do.
Yeah, like, say it's been going on for a while and you've been hating yourself, and you could have these thoughts, and you'll end up wanting to commit suicide because of your self-hatred.
So you think this can become some sort of a habit?
Yes, I think it could become a habit, because once someone feels really, really hated or unwanted, they kind of start going out and saying, well, I'm unwanted. Might as well make it worth it. And start bullying others, picking on them, stealing things, just causing problems, and just hurting people.
So, Jose, do you think that this could affect relationships in a family?
Yes, it actually can affect relationships between families, even friends. Because they could probably stop talking to their family because they feel so much self-hatred against themselves that they don't want to talk about it, like, with no one. So they try to isolate themselves from people and just try to keep it between them. But I think it's not the correct way for them to, like, do that.
What do you think is the correct way?
I think the correct way is trying to talk with your parents, friends, trying to find a way, actually, to, like, take it out.
So do you think it can provoke you to do stuff you don't want to?
Yes. I think it could provoke you to do stuff you don't want to.
Like, what sort of stuff?
If you don't want to hurt people, doing things like coping, like talking it out or writing it down or just praying, it could help you from wanting to hurt people and wanting to break things and wanting to steal things and just wanting to cause problems.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And I would also like to thank my guests, Jose Roscoe and Jonathan Alejo, for being here. I'm Julissa Contreras.
And I'm Malia Mitchell.
For Spot 127, and we will see you next time.